beer.
Welcome to International Beer Day. It's kind of funny, Donnie, how I'm here with producer Donnie, by the way, as Andy's out today. I'm Dave Cruz. How you and I do love ourselves some beer, and we have some interesting beer stats here that have been given to us by, I think, the only adult who doesn't drink beer, your assistant producer, Kara. So
that's true.
It's very weird, isn't it?
Well, she drinks. We went out to a bar a while ago, and she drank like this.
I've known her
really
for 2 years.
Beer.
She's had one IPA.
Yeah.
And I think she only picked it because it's easy to spell. So here's some International Beer Day stats. Oh, she just said, Dave, you're number one from the other room. Thanks, Kara. Like, for instance, 17% of men say they would give up lovemaking for beer. Mm. What do you think? So that's about one out of every six dudes? I worry about that one guy out of every six.
Yeah,
that one's kind of
odd. I don't know. Yeah, that's out there.
29% of men say they break a diet with beer. I could absolutely see that, right? 100. You're eating well,
that
and then
only 29%
should be higher. Yeah. We also have 23% of women say men who drink cider or beer are attractive.
Well, what else are you going to drink? Hard liquor?
I guess
iced tea.
33% of men are embarrassed by their beer belly.
True story.
No, it's a good thing we don't have to worry about that.
I know. Because we're ripped up, or that we're on the radio and nobody can see us.
We're just not embarrassed by it. we're the other two-thirds like, I don't care. Well, you can't have both. You can't have women saying that they find men who drink beer attractive and then say that we should be embarrassed by our beer belly.
I think that...
Pick a lane.
Yeah. Pick stay in it.
21% of men say they would give up beer and alcohol before giving up social media. Where are you on that? Because you're kind of strong on both.
Yeah, I'm strong on both. I'd give up social media.
Before you give up beer?
Yeah, I love beer.
And finally, this one is odd, and this comes from Cub Cadet as far as drinking beer after mowing the lawn. 11% of women drink a craft beer after mowing the lawn, while only 9% of men do. There is no better beer than when you're out in the hot sun mowing the lawn for a while, then you go inside, pop open the fridge. Oh, there's a nice cold beer. How is it only 9%?
See, I'm not into that. I'm into, like, beer's not refreshing for me.
What?
Like, I like a Gatorade.
I didn't think you drank anything other than beer.
Oh, well.
This is weird. This took a funhouse left turn somewhere that I don't appreciate. We have Are You Smarter Than Andy coming up next.
If you run on coffee and Philly's Country in the Morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.